WWEG, WWEG HD1, Myersville. It's a Saturday night party. Get ready to rock with Eagle Concert Classics. Now, here's your host, Aaron Shaw.
Thanks for joining me for another edition of Eagle Concert Classics. This week, we're celebrating some April birthdays. First up, we'll be hearing from Peter Frampton. His birthday's on the 22nd. He's going to be 71 years young. He had kind of a unique situation. His concerts always sold really well, but his albums, not so much. So he took advantage of this in 1976. He released Frampton Comes Alive, amazing live album. And the cool thing is, maybe somebody who hadn't heard him in concert hears this and thinks, I gotta go see him. So it just kind of creates more buzz for his concerts. The first song I'm gonna play was released in 1975 as a single. Didn't do anything. The next year it was included on Frampton Comes Alive and it became a huge hit for him, went to number 12. Here's Baby I Love Your Way.
So long. Yeah.
The Eagle, you're listening to Eagle Concert Classics. That was Peter Frampton with Show Me the Way. After it was released on Frampton Comes Alive, that song went all the way up to the charts to number 6. This song was really what made the Talk Box a huge hit. Not very many bands were using this. A lot of musicians went out and bought one, but a couple people lost some cavities when they created faulty Talk Boxes, sent electric currents into their mouth. Ouch. And here's something fun. This was one of the very first songs U2 ever performed as a group, and they played it for their high school talent show. Next birthday up is John Barbata. He's the drummer for Jefferson Starship, Jefferson Airplane, all the different incarnations of that. He also played with the Turtles on Happy Together and Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young for 8 different albums. He was born on April Fool's Day and just turned 77. To celebrate, let's play some Jefferson Airplane. This song was written by Grace Slick's brother-in-law in 1965. Here's Somebody to Love.
That microphone. When the truth is found to be lied, and all the joy within you. Oh,
song about your television shows.
The Eagle, you're listening to Eagle Concert Classics. I'm your host, Erin Shaw. That was Jefferson Airplane with Plastic Fantastic Lover, a song about a new stereo system. Get your mind out of the gutter. And it was released as the B-side of Somebody to Love. They played the song at Woodstock on festival day number 2 at 8 a.m. That's a really early wake-up time, especially for rock stars. The next band I'm going to play has 2 birthdays in April. The first one is Agnetha Fältskog. She just turned 71 on April the 5th. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. And her bandmate, Bjorn Ulvaeus, on April 25th will be 75. Of course, I'm talking about ABBA, and the first song up, when they recorded it in Swedish, that won them the Eurovision Song Contest in 1974, giving them a big old career boost. Here's Waterloo.
Yeah. Thank you.
106.9 The Eagle, you're listening to Eagle Concert Classics. I'm your host, Aaron Sean. That was ABBA with Knowing Me, Knowing You. The song hit number one in the UK, Ireland, Mexico, South Africa, West Germany, but only got to number 14 in the US. More great live hits coming up next, celebrating some April birthdays, including the man, the myth, the mustache. Don't go anywhere. Keep it tuned in to 106.9 The Eagle.